Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history. They're going up. Oh, my goodness. Hayward came down so hard. Okay, Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
Their season's over.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
You think that Minahan does a good job in the radio?
I swear to God, and I know you're rolling your eyes when I say this, I haven't listened.
Would you ever consider coming on the morning show?
No.
Have they asked you?
No, I just think that there was an element of disloyalty there. That's all. And did it piss me off? No. What would your one word be to describe Minifield or Hannafeld or Minahan? When I have the orders from on high to get to break at 57, we go to break, and he says, I'd like to break that finger.
Well, I don't want to start that right now. It's 27 right. minutes after
Move
the hour.
Finger,
we can tease that and come back to it.
I want to break your finger.
I was going to
that.
Tease it.
And so that was sort of the beginning of the end.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Minifield, that'll be the one that'll piss off Kirk. Minifield, he'll start citing the ratings, right? Minifield. Yeah, that'll get him.
Well, how many different names, Paul, did we get? Different names we got.
Three, right? Dino gave three. Yeah, he said, do I have one word to describe? And he gave three of them.
Oh, he's like, on who? Minifan, Minifoop, Minipoop, Minidouble, Minilava?
Rosillo, Rotillo,
yeah, same thing. I think the same. He goes to the same like Rosillo, same script every single
same
time.
Inflection.
What would your one word be to describe Minifield or Hannafeld or Minahan?
Oh, you got it right the third time. So it was only two.
The Minifield.
That was a weak attempt.
All right, so we had a little chat with Dino in the last hour. First time you've heard from him in the last 13 months. We've been talking a lot about the Celtics as well. So is it okay with both of you guys if we take calls for both?
Yes.
Some people want to talk
now.
Sports.
Sure, you want to open it up.
Some people want to talk about Dino. No.
Maybe not in a reaction segment to the Dino thing, but right
not
now.
Not right
fine.
In the middle of it as not we're right now, doing it, you know,
I didn't
real,
ask you to be critical.
Time.
I just said, I just asked advice as to where we go with the show now. Okay? Yeah. Is that okay?
Wherever you like.
Is that okay?
Well, can I inject?
Yeah, I'm going to get to your, because you have something that's held over for an hour and 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I'm getting really anxious now.
On purpose. Holy but Lou pointed this one out, and he's tweeted, I've got to do it. So the game is over last night. Houston has a lead. Yankees come roaring back. Mm-hmm. Right? Judge hits the big home run, mm-hmm. and Sanchez gets the double, and they come roaring back, and they beat the crap out of Houston again. They beat up that bullpen again. And the game is over.
Yeah.
And Alex Cora tweets this out. One word, blessed. Blessed.
Last night.
Yes.
Yeah, blessed.
Blessed.
Why?
You just lost the game.
Now, someone came to me and said, duh, you idiot, it's his birthday. Today's his birthday.
Was it his birthday?
Today is.
Oh, that was last night, though, right?
Not last night. At 11 o'clock, it's not. You just lost a game in Yankee Stadium to tie 2-2, and you tweeted out blessed.
So he gets into the clubhouse after the game. The series is deadlocked at 2 apiece.
Yeah.
And he gets the phone call from Dave Dombrowski.
Text.
It's you. Joe.
No, you got to choose.
You're
you
the man.
Choose. You want to go to New York or Boston. Right. He's blessed because he got two cities, two organizations that want him to manage his team. He's blessed. Now decide.
It's just strange
that's
timing.
That's going to be the first question we ask as he's introduced.
Isn't that strange?
We need eyeballs.
Why?
I
sent you the eyeballs. I gave you the eyeballs.
Yes, eyeballs.
Isn't that a strange tweet?
I think so.
Right after you lose a game and the series is tied up?
Blessed.
That was a devastating loss for
maybe
them
he's
last
blessed
night.
To still be in it.
It's true, I guess. I mean, it's a positive way of looking at it.
Let me feed off of mediocrity.
We're not out. Yeah. We're not out yet. Yeah. We had a 2-0 lead, and now we're tied up. And I'm blessed that this is a good series.
Yes.
Your closer just get his doors
who's
blown
pitching?
Off.
Who's next? I think, is Keiko pitching?
I think 4-0 will be blessed.
Blessed.
4-0 will be blessed. 2-2 is, okay, we've got a dogfight.
I mean, you got a pitching duel. Neither team had been able to do anything. Then suddenly Houston breaks the game open. You think this is it?
There's tons of reasons why you should send blessed out there. Blessed. I was able to pass that stone. Blessed. I didn't get hurt. Blessed. You know, I wasn't freezing my butt off. Yeah, you know, don't read into it too much.
All right, before I go
blessed.
To this, before that was strange. Lou pointed that out. We didn't get
strange.
To it because we've been very
we're
busy.
We're into
there.
Giving credit
strange.
Now, too.
All right, so
we're
I want, sure we get I want to do this because I'm afraid you're going to pee your pants.
No,
if
I'm good. Actually, I forgot
sure?
exactly. Yeah, I'm totally
I remember
what I
exactly
say.
What you were going to say.
What,
and you didn't even tell me.
Can you tee me up?
Yeah, I'll tee you up right now. You were sitting there going, I got something big. And you were teasing it going into a break. Something has to change if this team is going to do something.
Oh, I remember.
And I think what you were going to do is you were going to say an average Al needs to move up the ladder to be above average Al.
Yes.
Why That's what you
not?
Were going to do.
You know, you sit there and you look at Brown, you look at Tatum, you look for all these players.
They're young players.
And in your locker room is a guy who's highly paid, max player. And all he's given you is 9 points and some rebounds. I'm not going to give you a number. He's given you some rebounds.
Christian, I think you've been way too hard on him.
Why can't we put the spotlight on Al Horford?
But listen.
Why?
9 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. Sets the best screen in the NBA. Moves the ball.
The best screen.
The best big man passer in the game.
Best.
I mean, I think you ask a little bit too much from average.
You're not going to get it.
It's understood that the younger guys are going to need to step up their game.
Well, they have a.
Why does Al Horford get a pass?
See, you're probably the guy that looks at Jaylen Brown and saw 25 points and thought that was a good game. Right?
Yeah, I was like, holy
cow. You just based it on
That's
stats.
Great. Yes.
You know, but did you see? He didn't move the ball.
Who threw him the ball?
You see his screens?
Who set him up?
Did you see his screens? They're soft. He doesn't set a good screen. He doesn't spread the floor, move the ball.
He gets a pass.
So you just think,
why
you just think
because
you get 25 points, you get a good game. I mean, that's just you.
Why does he get a pass?
I hate getting shamed out of people. He is what he is. When you criticize Al Horford, I'm tired of people being like, you don't see the game. Like, okay, I see the game. Okay, yes, 9 points, 7 rebounds. We saw it in the postseason, didn't we? In the postseason, didn't he have 20 points, 9 rebounds?
He's got it in him.
18 points, 10 rebounds?
He's got it in him.
You're going to be so frustrated.
Yeah, why is 8-6, 9-7, like,
that's acceptable.
You don't realize what he brings to the team.
Yeah, so when he's not scoring and he's not contributing points, he's doing the dirty work. It's all about assists. Like loose balls,
it's about
rebounds,
assists.
Chirping at some other player.
He's setting other players
Dude,
up. He had some emotion last night. You don't normally see that. He had emotion.
Yes.
He barked like a dog last night.
It was a weird situation. By the way, his sister
His sister was out attacking people on Twitter again.
Oh, yeah? Who'd she attack?
Pissed.
Who'd she attack, Luke? Who was it?
Mia Khalifa.
Who's that?
What a liar.
What? No idea who that is.
You know exactly
Christian knows
who
Mia Khalifa is.
What does she do?
Christian, tell us.
What is she? I don't know. You tell me what she does.
You know what
single.
She does. You're the talent here.
I don't know.
You know
exactly because I know what people do when they're single. What does she do?
Dina will read through you.
Can someone please tell me what Mia Khalifa is? That how you say her name? Khalifa?
Yes.
Mia Khalifa? Is she a blogger?
For the listeners, Christian's playing dumb. She is a very famous porn star.
Oh, she's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. Harvey Weinstein, any connection there?
We don't think so.
Okay. All right. Just curious. I'm going to look her up real quick. Is that okay to do it on this computer?
Just check your history.
Okay. Boy, it's amazing. With the history, it pops right up. Once you put the first letter in there,
that
is unbelievable.
Trudeau, I feel like Gordon Hayward was the sacrificial lamb to unite Boston and Cleveland for a minute before a civil war broke out.
Yeah. She was all over it.
And didn't Al
Horford's,
didn't Al Horford's wife tweet back at her?
I don't know. What did he do?
I think she called her a dumb bitch.
Yeah, we would never say that to a woman.
Never.
Minahan might.
It's okay for women to say to each other, though.
Here's Jim and Peabody. Hi, Jim and Peabody.
It's good time.
I've been listening to this station since Glenn was the program director and Eddie and Dale had their own shows. And I want to tell you, Minahan is the worst personality that's been on this station since Fabulous Sports Babe.
Was the Sports Babe on this station?
Yes.
Well, she was on the overnight. She wasn't back.
No. She was in this shift. She was midday.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember that. I remember when she had the overnight. But anyways, Minahan has the easiest shift of anybody in the station.
I agree.
He has the morning drive where people are in their cars.
Right.
They are traveling to work.
He's spoon fed
every day.
They want
to know what's going on in sports, and they are a captive audience.
But what if you're not talking sports when you want to find out about sports? Because that's probably a problem for a lot of people who are turning in for sports.
Well,
right?
I haven't listened to the morning show since mid-January. I will not listen to him. He's arrogant. He's ignorant. He's rude.
Oh, some people are.
That was an epic rant.
Wow.
I think you guys, the midday show, has the toughest.
Oh, I agree.
We totally agree with that.
You guys are people that want to listen.
I know. Exactly. It's tough to listen to us.
Exactly.
You know, the people in the morning that are listening, some want to listen. I'll agree with that. Some want to listen, but most of them are captive audiences
It's a great point.
We also have the toughest commute.
We do.
I mean, but you got to admit, Jim, they have the option to not listening. Like you say, you don't, and apparently people are, though.
Well, do you really? Because I'm out here on the street.
I don't think you have a choice. I think you're right, Jim. You don't have a choice.
What are you doing out in the street? Hold on. What are you doing out in the street?
I'm a letter carrier.
Oh, okay.
The signal at 98.5 is good, but it ain't what you guys got.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Really? That's not true, though. First of all, that's not true.
Jim, that's not true.
They have a crappy signal.
They have a much better signal than we have.
Well, then why do I lose their station?
It depends where you are. You're in Peabody. We have a better signal on the North Shore. But on the South Shore, not so great. Yeah.
Nobody else did.
Around Fourier's household, not a great signal.
You lose it, yeah.
But go ahead. In your neighborhood, you're right. We probably have a better signal.
I'm out in the streets. It's like he's like hanging out in the corner at the stoop. You know, like, yeah, what's happening up in the hood? You know, what you guys hearing over on your block?
He also thinks it's a good point that you bring up. He's not the station.
No.
The station is the listeners and the callers.
Correct.
You're right. I agree.
The people.
The people have spoken.
His shows, I would not want him. Doing my sponsors.
I agree. Albert from Rhode Island is the station.
Kirk Minahan. It's all about the people.
Well, yeah, dude, you're the idiot.
No, I'm just, you can add Dakota from Brain. You can add a few others if you want, but they're the station. I agree.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
I'm with you.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Jim from the streets.
I like it. Break it down.
Listen, that is. I'm a letter carrier. Okay, no. You're not. What is he doing? Dropping off the mail? What's going on in your house? Hey, what are you guys talking
callers.
About?
What do you say, the callers of the show?
Callers.
Christ, have you learned some of the days that we've had with some of the callers? Sometimes I wish I could disconnect the phone.
Oh, God.
See, now why are you taking the callers?
Because some of them suck.
Angry Lou on the callers.
Some of them suck, and they know who they are.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do. They should stop calling in.
We should do that.
Callers are the show,
Lou. I was at the beach today, and I had the Yankee game on because I was bored. I listened to it from the start.
That's Lou's buddy.
I mean, these guys are being Baltimore brains out.
That's not Blair.
Why don't we do that one day? We'll do sucky call day. And everybody who knows they suck.
We'll do it one day,
get it out of their system, and then they can't call for the next month.
Okay.
All right? So we do sucky call day.
Sucky hour.
Yeah, and where everybody that knows that they suck is a sports talk show caller, mm-hmm. will call up the program, get it out of their system. We'll give them like 2 minutes each, mm-hmm. let them get it out of their system, and then they can't call for the next month.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We'll try it. Here's Kevin in a car. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hi. I got an issue with Minahan. Not to agree with the last guy that was calling. I don't understand why his shtick works. All he does is insult, demean, degrade, patronize everybody that calls.
Perfect.
At this point this morning,
shut up!
Calls coming in for the breaking of his ankle. They were just making fun of every caller that calls in. I don't understand what's wrong with
that. Yeah, we would never do that. Lou would never do that. Lou, would you ever do that?
Because nobody wants to listen to somebody who's like 50 and breaks their ankle and tell you how they rehab.
Well, different,
you know,
strokes
for different problems. And they were having, I don't know if you heard, but they were having fun of it. They were actually making fun of it, and people didn't realize they were making fun of them, so they kept calling in to tell their stories about how, you know, they're 50 years old and they played in a softball and it took them 18 months to rehab, and that's what's going to happen to Gordon Hayward.
Didn't Christian do that at the start of the show?
I did.
But it's different. He was actually like really an athlete playing in a league at the time.
Sort of.
Well, no,
but it's like, how many times do we get that? Somebody gets hurt. You know, I hurt my back playing, you know, messing around one morning, and it cost me like 8 months. So I don't think he's going to be back in 2 or 3 weeks.
I think it's going to be eight months. We're not taking those calls.
So they're making fun of people, and they kept calling in.
We're not taking any of those calls. We refuse to take all of those calls. All right, 617-779-7937. Looking for good callers, intelligent callers, callers that have something to say. This is good caller day.
What's up, Blair? How you doing?
Dale and Holly with Rich Keefe.
Danny Ainge joins us on the phone from Cleveland.
Isaiah gave us all he had. He was all in with us, and we were all in with him. Going forward, all point guards that play great in Celtics uniforms will be compared to Isaiah Thomas. But, you know, I don't know what we owe him. We gave him an opportunity. We gave him everything he had while he was here, and he gave us everything that he had.
Dan and Holly, afternoons 2 to 6, Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI and WEEI.com.
Didn't it sound like Dino gets a good night's sleep every single night? There's no question. He's just enjoying life, enjoying retirement. He must have a mic pillow. He's got them. I must say this about Dino. He had virtually every product known to man when he was working here, because he had all these endorsements and so my guess is he's got one of these Mod pillows. Terrific pillow. And the good thing about it is it's specifically made for you. That's right.
Sir.
Exactly, Dino. You think all the pillows are alike, but not true. Some are too hard. Some are too soft. Some are for people that sleep on their side. Some are for people that sleep on their back or your face or whatever. The good thing about my pillow is you go to the website and you design the pillow that is perfect for you. And they got a whole breakdown of how you do it. So you got to do it right now at MyPillow.com. Trust me, it's worth $100 to get a great night's sleep. And right now, they have a no-risk money-back guarantee. It's good for 60 days, 2 months. You try the pillow out. If you don't like it, you return it for a full refund. And on top of that, right now, the buy one, get one offer, it's on for WEEI listeners. You buy one pillow, you get a second one free. So go to MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com, or call them at 800-933-5516. Make sure you use the code WEEI, MyPillow.com, code WEEI.
OMF.
I'd be a better fit for you guys.
Hey, you can joke about me being fat. Not like the other guys across the street. Some guys don't like me talking about the weight. I'm going to lose weight, and I'll get fat again. If it's for the show, I'll do it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
You feel like they were pushing you out, that they're behind your back, that they were pushing for this?
I think so, yeah. When I was in alcohol rehab, they went in and lobbied that maybe I shouldn't come back.
Oh, come on! Little editing there. That was Dino from earlier in the program. We're talking about it in the interview we did, and we're also talking about the Celtics, the Gordon Hayward injury, and this from next door.
Uh-oh.
The Bruins practice facility is located right next door to us. Matter of fact, right outside our window, we're seeing what is going to be the Celtics practice facility.
See a stretcher
next
out there
door to each other. Tuukka Rask had to be helped off the ice midway through practice today. It appeared that Anders Bjork crashed hard into Rask. And he never returned and was helped off the ice. So,
Not good.
Not good. More injury news. Back to the phone calls we go. Here's Bob in Somerville. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. Listen, this whole Dino interview today. I listen to Dino faithfully and Callahan for years upon years. I went from the Sports Babe to Howard Stern. To Dino at the DNC, okay? Yeah. To hear Dino talk about Callahan today by not even getting a phone call from the guy over all these years, that really disturbed me.
Yeah, it's okay? Disgusting.
This Minahan guy, okay? I don't even listen to that show anymore. I could give a rat's ass about it, and when I do listen to it, I usually tune it right out.
Yeah.
Glenn, when you got ousted out a few years back, I clicked right off.
I did too.
They brought in.
I'm with you.
Who did they bring in? Mike Stalk. Then they brought the.
How'd that work out?
Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I don't know. You're working again, right?
Yeah.
So it worked out good for everybody.
Yeah. Sure.
It's good. Everything's good.
I mean, Bob, everything's good.
Hey, Bob, you realize that the morning show, the ratings they're doing right now, you say you're not listening. The last call's not listening. More people are listening to that radio show than any show, station, period. In the city.
I understand.
Okay, just
you know something? Everybody's stuck in traffic, so I mean, what else are you going to listen to?
Yeah, but hold on. Bob, trust me.
Plenty of options. You can podcasts, you name it.
You can be stuck in traffic. Radio. Are you telling me that bad radio shows out there just because people are stuck in traffic are going to get good ratings? Mm-hmm. Bob, it's not your taste. I get it. It's not your taste. You don't like them. But you got to look at the success. They're getting tremendous ratings. So why would they change? Why would suddenly Minahan come in tomorrow and suddenly be the kind person who's nice to all of these callers that changes his entire attitude? It's working. It's entertaining.
He tries to be the contrarian across the street, and that's all there is to it. I mean, you got a contrarian in the afternoon, and now you got him in the morning. He likes to go against the grain. I mean,
Dale's such a contrarian.
You should.
Yeah.
Should go with the grain. I mean, going with the grain brings more interest. Agreeing with everybody. That's good. That's what we want. We should do that more.
We should stop going against the grain. Yeah.
We should all, you know, come together, have the same opinions.
I think it'll be good.
I thought we did.
I took Alex Cora as the next manager, and you took
Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler.
I'm yelling about. I think you're full of it, Lou. Yeah, I'm yelling
full
about Al Horford. Like, I mean, right. I feel like I took one for the team because I love Al Horford, and I'm comfortable with him being average, and I don't really need anything more from him.
That's a hot take.
But we could be nicer to each other. I mean, think about that. We could be nicer to the calls, nicer to each other.
You want to try and like respect each other for like 5 minutes?
No, I don't want to do
that. No, I don't. I would rather just.
We're getting ratings.
Yell at somebody.
We're getting ratings right now.
All right, well, good.
Now, if we weren't getting ratings, then I would say to you, Christian, let me go sit on your lap for the entire program. Let's be nice to each other, right?
See, now you just got weird. Why can't you sit next to me? Why would you not
get
on my lap?
Hey, if you're not getting ratings, you got to go to great lengths to try to see if great lengths might not be the best way.
What if it moves? That's what's really uncomfortable.
Cody's down in the Cape. Cody!
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Cody?
So I just want to talk about what I kind of learned from Kyrie just in that first impression last night. Sometimes when you see a player go down like that, you know, you get that look on the sideline where no one really knows what to do. You saw Kyrie bring those young players together and kind of, you know, it looks like he might be the mentor that's going to kind of help groom Tatum and Brown. I also want to say I'm right with you, Glenn. When you look at Jaylen Brown, I mean, he's the next star. I mean, you can't debate. Like, he's got all the physical attributes. Seems to really want to work on his game. And I heard over the offseason kind of how disappointed he was with last year's exit out of the playoffs. And I think he's going to also emerge as kind of that second player. It sucks to lose Gordon Hayward, but with modern medicine, you don't really know where he's at. He could come back to the playoffs. They could make another move. And Baines is an upgrade from Amir Johnson. I don't care if that's a stupid first impression. But if you
He is. He's a limited player. Let's not get carried away. He's a 16, 18-minute player if you're a really good team. But I agree. I think he's an upgrade from what you saw with Amir Johnson last year. The thing about Jaylen Brown to me is, where's the weak spot in his game? Lou was talking about it. He's pretty good outside shooting.
From the corners,
he's still, the wing, I think, is still an area where he's got problems. So, those corners are pretty automatic
for him. Obviously, he's very athletic. Takes to the rim. You saw that multiple occasions. And then he likes to get involved. Likes to get underneath.
He can defend.
It's just a jump shot. That's the difference.
And here's the other one that I love about him. So you talk about the athletic ability, all right? You want to use your five tool emphasis. He's a smart player. He's got a basketball IQ. You watch him out there on the floor. And the other thing is, he knows when he screws up and he makes a mistake. He points to himself and he knows where he messed up.
Yeah, accountability.
I like that.
Shut up.
Can't you get along with
people? Go with the flow.
Did you ever get along with anybody other than Nomar on that team? Alex Cora.
His new best friend.
Maybe that'll work out
for us. That's why they love our show.
Hey, you'll never hear
positive green teamer.
You'll never hear Lou rag on the manager ever again. Alex Cora is the guy. He'll never be an ass kisser. In his back pocket. Hey, listen, you saw what happened to John. I can turn him in your direction. I can make him love you, Alex.
I knew John before this.
Okay, let's go to Frank.
Not like Alex.
I got to go to the phone calls here.
A little different.
Like Dino said, I've got to follow the clock. I got to get to the phone calls. I've got to do all the mechanics here.
Great callers.
Frank is in Somerville. Frank's going to be a terrific call. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I like John. I know.
Be nice to the callers. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, and Framingham Lou and the other guy. How you guys doing?
Good.
Other guy.
Good.
What's up?
Hey, I just got to say, Minahan is the best thing on that station. That show was garbage before he got on.
That's all you want to say?
It was toxic.
Well, no. You know, he's totally doing a Howard Stern impression, which is great because he's on Sirius and we can't listen to him. So it's the best thing in the morning.
Sounds like Stuttering John sometimes.
I would agree.
Sounds like Minahan again.
I think this is
Kirk, hey, Kirk, come on. That's twice in an hour.
Look at the ratings.
No,
if
it's true.
If it wasn't for the lead-in, you guys wouldn't have anything.
We would be nothing.
We thank them every single day.
Thoughts and prayers.
I
dropped a $10 bill in the cup every day when Minahan's leaving.
We had a very good leading last year when we were doing threes and fours, or before Ordway showed up, I should say. There's a little pat in the back to you, Ordway.
With Tim Benz at the helm.
We're doing like fours, and they had a good lead-in. So, yes, they give us a nice lead-in, and we thank them. And, yes, Minahan is good because he's an ass. And, yes, you love to hate him, and he pisses you off. And every 6 months, I want to wring his neck.
6 months. 6 weeks.
Three months.
But you have enough self-control that you don't actually do it.
Unlike you.
Unlike you.
Hey, listen, keep up the good show.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you for making me listen. Isn't that nice?
Now go to John.
You know what I noticed? Callahan, what is he?
What do you mean, what is he?
Does he have a set? I mean, this whole thing is all about Minahan. Everyone's Minahan, the morning show. He does it, Minahan.
What?
He's just along for the ride?
Well, you heard what Dino said.
Is he ever going to step up and just be like, hey, by the way, it's our show. Like, what's wrong with me? No, it's just all Kirk. And he's happy with it? Just collects a paycheck? Is that what he's doing?
Yes.
I mean, show some fight. Get your damn show back.
I said, hey, so what is Callahan? What is Callahan? He didn't have an answer.
Dino leaves, and it's not Callahan and Kirk. It's Kirk and Callahan. What was the name of the show?
What was his line to Maria Stefanos about Callahan? Should write more.
Should write more. Great writer.
He never. Here's the thing, though. He never messed up Callahan's name, though. So there's a difference. There's still a spark. There's still a little spark, I'm sure, in each, because they've gone through too much. There's still love there. I still see the good in him.
Columnist should write more.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Or is that like a
what
jab?
About, what about as a co-host on the radio? Yeah. Now, so much of this is chemistry, though. They've got good chemistry together, don't you think? They feed off of each other. They can rag on each other and not take it, you know, serious. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
You put Kirk with the wrong person.
I mean, you put him for an example.
There's not a wrong person.
With Alex.
Shut up, There's Jerry. Not a wrong shut up. Person.
Alex is back in there tomorrow. You take Jerry out of the room and you put Kirk in there with Alex. Or with Dale. That show lasts 2 days.
Probably. Somebody walks out.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody walks out.
Yeah. It doesn't work. Mm-mm. So they have great chemistry together, the two of them. I think we have good chemistry here in the studio.
Shut up.
Jesus
Christ.
When are you going to get your lunch?
Set your lunch. What happened this morning? What happened this morning before you left the house?
Good hair day, though.
No, it's a crappy hair day.
I think the hair looks good today.
No, it looks like crap today. Maybe that's what it is.
Screw you.
It's extra fluffy.
Yeah. It looks good.
Is it mock?
New product.
Yeah, look at it. Mocktober.
New product.
Navy blue mock.
New product. New product in the hair day.
Mocktober.
And Lou knows product. Yeah. Lou uses a lot of product.
See, here's the thing with Ordway.
And now he makes fun of my hair.
See, that's what it is. Here's what he does.
Kevin McHale in the low post.
Yep, that's his inspiration.
Reflection.
Now you see me.
Lou wears a lot of product.
But do you
know what he's really mad at? Hold on.
Do you use a lot of product, Lou? Yes, you do.
Here's what his real problem is, Lou. This is what his real problem is.
He's got good hair.
He still can't get over the fact that we called him out because he took the wrong call.
Yeah.
It all leads back to that. So there's this residual irritation that he has, and he can't just let it go.
Yeah.
So he somehow has
to deflect. See,
I just put you on the couch.
See, on the shows that
I just
the
put shows you that, on the Fourier
okay.
couch.
It's fair. But the shows
different
that,
type of couch.
The shows that have nice people as hosts would never do that. You would never do that to one of the other
co-hosts. We got
to
keep you honest.
You're about a half inch taller than me, you...
I think we should be nicer.
Will you take the call? Take John.
I want John.
Here's John and Lowell. Hi, John and Lowell.
Hey, the last call there, Frank, I should tell him that I guess stupidity has its own audience.
Does.
I cannot stand that show in the morning. Kirk is a bully. He's a loudmouth. And I loved when you had Jerry and John. John was very erudite. They got along well. They talked the talk. They did politics and everything. As far as I'm concerned, Jerry's become nothing but a lick spittle to Kirk Minahan.
Oh. A what? Say it
sock
again?
Puppet. Sock puppet.
A lick spittle. Okay.
So the segment today about that.
I like
that lick spittle.
A Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons. Smithers is just his butt wipe, his butt swab.
So you didn't like the whole Facebook segment this morning with him going across the street and bench pressing?
I can count on two hands how many minutes I listen to the show because it sucks. It's just not good.
It's like Dino. He doesn't listen.
It's sophomoric crapola for nitwits, and I won't be part of it. Your show's a lot better.
Well, I agree.
We're not sophomoric.
No, we're not.
We are erudite.
We're the adults at the table?
Do his thing. John did it great, and I love listening. He knew his politics. He could talk it. He could walk it. And with Jerry, they played off each other. And I loved it back when they had, what's his name there? The guy that's the football for BC.
Meta Perel.
The Flash.
Great three guys, and you guys are the best thing since then.
You're the best, John.
The last show
I agree.
You're the best.
The best thing about Minahan is that it's all an act. Like he comes out afterwards and he's like, "Oh, hey guys, how are you?" Like it's just all an act. The minute he hits that microphone,
better get toxic,
it's not him at all.
No,
I'm just amazed that we're the adults.
Yeah, we are.
How does Kirk become the adults at the table? That doesn't make sense.
I think he was referring to Lou and me, not necessarily you.
I can't keep not it up you. Anymore.
All that politic talk in the morning, that's like children. That's
what was it? What the hell did he call him? What did he call him?
Erudite.
Spell it.
Devolves on many people's chins.
Yes.
We are idiots.
Let me time. I feel so mature now.
You were like a third grader.
Ooh.
Yeah! When he said erudite, I think you thought he was saying something else, and you like kind of jumped up.
Hermaphrodite.
All right, we're going to take a break. 617, because we got to stick to the clock.
Hey,
Dino
when those pictures
us.
Come up, is that okay?
Yeah, key to success. What did Dino say? Stick to the clock. 617-779-7937.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
Now, do you talk or have you talked to Callahan since you've left?
Zero.
Now, is it because you're not reaching out to him, he's not reaching out to you? Do you feel like there can ever be some sort of reconciliation? You guys get together and talk about the old times?
I don't think there needs to be. I'm not interested in it. I don't think he's interested in it. We did what we did. Our 19 and a half year run stands on its own, and that's fine. I've now moved on to another portion of my life.
See, I wonder if Callahan would want to talk to him. Like, what would he say if asked the same question? Are you curious? Do you want to have a sit down? Break some bread?
Can listen tomorrow morning. I'm sure they'll bring that up tomorrow morning.
See,
on
I
the
think
show.
There's
they'll play
a,
all the tapes from this thing.
Some people just like to move on.
I think there's a great opportunity for them to all get together. You could have a Jimmy Fund situation. You could all the money could go to charity. You could get Lisa involved. Charge people to listen to it.
Yep.
Why not? Put them on an airplane, send them down to
charge
Fort Myers.
To listen to what do you mean?
Yeah. What do you mean? Like an extra fee or something like that. I don't know. It's for the kids. Make it up.
It's all for the kids.
For the kids, all you have to do is say for the kids. See, I made the mistake of typing in hermaphrodite.
No, it's a different word.
Pretty good.
All I know is that these eyes. You thought Gordon Hayward's injury was give you the chills. Just don't go there.
Does sound like John's coming back to the station in some capacity, doesn't it?
Yeah, you guys are both gone during Christmas.
Who?
You and Lou.
I think for the most part.
Yeah. I'm the one who's stuck.
Yes.
Usually. Fine. Keeping up the ratings, making sure it's 4 hours.
Thank you. I want to thank you.
You and me, buddy.
Yeah, me and Ryan.
I want
back
to thank
together
you for
again.
That.
Yes. We're going to try it again.
Lou and I are trying to enjoy the vacation, enjoy the holiday. Scared to death that the ratings are plummeting.
I got you. Lots of football talk.
Get Dino
about?
On there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Dino will be good.
You guys could work.
He'll be good. And have him do the crossover at 10 o'clock. That'll
yes,
be even
sir.
Better. Ed's in Salem. Hello, Ed.
Hi.
Hi, Ed. How are you, Ed?
Good. How you doing?
Great,
good.
Ed.
Doing good. Doing good.
You know, I just wanted to comment. If you're working with someone for like almost 20 years, like they said, and you're that close and you work with them every day, and you've got to reach out to them. If anything happens to him or his family, you've got to reach out to them and,
I feel like they should reach out to each other. That's the right thing to do.
That's
I think
another
there
point.
Needs
they
to be
didn't
closure.
Talk like, when Jerry's mom passed, right? Nothing.
That's
I don't know if they had any communication.
They
had a lot of deaths there. They were making them all up.
But I'm sure he's not calling Minahan. I don't know. Maybe there's just a lot of hatred there.
Not crap on Minahan,
but you would think.
Like everyone's doing. But
do it anyways.
Can I tell you though, Ed? It is more prevalent in the business than you think. With a lot of people,
backstabbing?
A lot of people doing shows. There are shows in this market right now where there may be some people who are having some internal difficulties behind the scenes.
Dealing with the future?
There's a lot of talk about that right now where a lot of people out there can't stand each other and they're just,
I think this building's pretty good right now.
I don't think it's in this building. Right now, I think this building is pretty good. I don't think it's this building, but I think in other buildings there might be some issue. But it happens in the business. It happened to Mike and the Mad Dog. It happens to a lot of people.
They work together forever, right? But to just think that you work beside someone that close for that long, and if anything had happened to their family that you can't reach out in any sort of way, is
See, I see. You brought it up, Lou, because it's
all right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Great
please,
caller. That's a great caller.
The death, in the family. Nice that usually seems to be the open door
just
policy.
Bridge,
like there's the one stipulation where you say, you know what? Right now, I'm going to swallow all my grudges and I'm going to reach out and just for old time's sakes. Right. Hey, heard about your dad. Right. Heard about your mom. I'm sorry. Hope everything's well. And then that's it. Go back to hating, right? Because
isn't that usually
how it works.
Yeah, I don't
because
like you.
There's
I'm
some
just,
things that kind of
you, know,
you
kind of
have to kind of just suck it up and be like, listen, be the better person.
I don't know how guys do it though. I've known guys that have.
But
done
But that didn't happen though. We confirmed because if Dino's saying no, then he obviously
no communication whatsoever. None.
How do you do that every day? Those guys were coming in here. Dino admitted it. They were coming in here doing a show where the only time they would vocalize is when the lights were on, the microphones were on, and they were talking to the public.
Every break, nothing.
Somebody
nothing.
Left.
During the break, one of them would leave, and they wouldn't talk
that
to each other.
That can only last for so long.
What do you talking about? It lasted for months, didn't it?
No, but eventually it's going to end.
Like 5 months? Ryan, didn't you produce?
Is that what you mean, Lou?
Ryan, didn't you produce their show?
I was coming in.
That actually made sense.
Oh, it lasted for so long. What do you mean? Yeah, not years. You know, like it couldn't last for 13 months. It was already 4, 5, 6 months, 6 months, whatever it was. That wasn't going to last another year. There's no chance. That's why it didn't. Boy, you can only go so long with that.
How do you do that?
You've never been in a situation, have a roommate in college where you guys were friends when you when you started living together, then like you were enemies end?
Well, you've had a few of those.
I've had one. Yeah, I know that. Okay.
No, but I think radio.
But then you never spend time in your dorm. Radio, you go out and hang out with new friends.
Yeah. Right. You find new friends. Or frenemies. What you do here, though, is you've got to speak. You've got to talk. You've got to, even if you can't stand each other, you're going to have to talk when you're on the air. I don't know how guys could do that.
Yeah, see, I never even knew. I was listening.
You never
to
knew what?
Well, I listened to. It wasn't all in the inner workings of how things went, because when I first got here, those guys just kind of started, and I listened to the show all the time, and I couldn't tell. The only I started recognizing it when I would always see Dino in the hall on every break. And then, like, he would run out of here so fast. I don't know who I asked. It was either you or I don't know, Joey. I was like, man, Dino gets the hell out of there so freaking fast. It's like he doesn't say goodbye to anybody. He's just gone.
Gone.
Gone, gone, gone. And I was like, wow, that's weird. They don't even say later or whatever. And I don't know. I have a reason why I leave so fast. I had to get to football practice.
Well, we hug and then we spoon. And then
we do it.
Go Fiend.
Go Fiend.
I got places to go. I got a tee time. Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's weird.
I don't know how you could do it. See, to me, I would blow up at the other individual. There'd be a blow up, and then we'd come to something, right? I don't know how you do that.
Go to four.
Go to four.
Yeah.
This is Phil in Portland. Hello, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
It's our pleasure, Phil.
Yeah, well, you know, quite honestly, I try to listen to that show, the morning show, and Minahan is a freaking idiot.
I agree.
We all agree.
Cannot deal with it. The guy brings really no insight, no meaningful insight to anything Boston.
We agree.
And, you know, so when you're listening to him in the morning, I feel bad for you poor bastard.
Me too.
Thank you.
It's like the
a bad lead.
This huge storm called the Minahan.
Right.
You know, like what? Storm Minahan comes through.
That's right.
Everybody around, it just pisses them off. And just destroys the morning show, and then you poor bastards have to answer the phone.
We got
to fix it. To pick up all the pieces at 10 o'clock.
We have to follow that.
Yep. Yeah, we fix it.
Horrible lead-in.
Pick up all the
pieces. And we got to try to get more people listening. I agree.
Yep. I would appreciate it. Hey, Phil, if you would do us a favor, maybe at about 10:02, if you'd call your friends, because a lot of them probably have done the same thing you've done, and just alert them that we're on the air now.
Yeah, Phil, you like us, though, right?
You like us,
we're
right?
Good, right?
I love you guys.
All right, so we'd appreciate anything you could do by calling your friends. It would really really help.
Phil,
us
would you like them to talk more sports in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah.
But they're not a sports show.
Sick of the politics. Oh, there you go.
See, everybody says that all the time. You know, you got to talk more sports. You're a sports. But the morning drive on most sports stations is not necessarily a sports show.
They're doing like 17s. And people, everybody well, so go, they hate them. They don't talk sports.
Phil's going to call all his friends at 10:02. Help us out.
All right, go ahead.
What do you want to get?
Dennis.
See, we get along to the point where I actually am handing over my duties, my responsibility.
We've taken away this responsibility because you failed earlier. So now you have to ask us who to go to.
Shut up.
Yes, go to three.
Stay your lane.
Have you realized that he's all about saying shut up today? It's like he's so frustrated. He doesn't have the vocabulary. He doesn't have it yet. You can't get out of a jam.
Erudite.
It's all.
There's Dennis in Boston. Dennis.
Hermaphrodite.
Dennis.
Holly's going to love this computer when I'm done with it today.
What's up, Dennis?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, what's Dennis? Up? Another buddy. Another great caller.
Listen, you fellas, you guys are the number one show.
Believe
it. I know. We know.
I agree. Saying it for years.
I want to say that the show stinks, and Minahan is a clown.
Clown. Yeah.
I just want to reiterate.
Funny how.
Everybody else had called in and said. And I'd like to thank all the guys that went to high school with Minahan because they all beat him up and stuffed him in his locker and took his lunch money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank that whole crowd. See, now he comes to work and he's an angry bird.
Right.
You know, he wants to take it out on all the little people.
Yeah. Time for him to – payback time, right?
Exactly.
You know what he's going to do tomorrow. Alex is coming back tomorrow, right? Alex is back tomorrow.
He's going to bully him.
Well, he's going to bully Alex. Dennis, poor little Alex.
Are you saying you don't like him or you like that part about him or you hate him so much that you have to listen? Which is it?
I don't listen at all any longer. I no longer listen.
Well, there's a lot of people calling and saying no. And meanwhile, their ratings continue to go up.
Somebody's lying.
Why does that? why does that continue to rise?
Because the ratings are there, so somebody's lying here. Maybe it's Nielsen. They're the people that take the surveys. Maybe they're lying. You know, Minahan's got a few bucks. You know, you probably got a little inheritance. He's paying people off. Hmm. Is that possible?
Paying for meters?
That's possible.
That's what it is.
Because they're getting ratings. They're getting ratings. So somebody, nobody says that we're getting all these calls. Nobody's listening to them. So he must be doing.
Listen to us.
So they're getting fake ratings.
I always put you guys on at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Attaboy.
I don't know where they get ratings.
That's because you're smart.
Call your friends.
I have the opportunity. You guys go on at 10 o'clock.
I love it.
Beautiful.
Don't you wish that morning show was more like us?
I wish they'd just go away.
Me too. I wish that we would just work from 6 to 2.
Exactly.
Why, can they switch you three guys to 6 a.m.?
Trying. Yeah. Glenn's been trying to do it for 2 years.
Traffic could be
Glenn's
easier.
All on his own
you guys
now.
Did that once.
I like sleeping. I like going to bed late at night, sleeping early.
We did do it once.
Sleeping in. Nah.
Glenn's been trying to do that, if you notice.
No,
he was
not.
There real early.
No,
real.
No.
So are you, though, by the way.
I like those
Lou.
Guys.
Both of you guys were there early.
I would like to do a show with those guys because, as Dennis has said, I could probably reel them back in a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Bit,
yeah,
right?
yeah. You can control them. Yeah, there you go.
That's why.
Yeah, that's it. You're doing a great job here, too.
Good job going to control them.
What do you want to go, Christian?
Well,
I'm letting you. Let's go to number. Let's go line number five.
I do this one, then back to sports.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's such a Nick, hot sports take.
Nick is in East Providence. What's up, Nicky? Buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Love
just a couple
calls.
Things on Minahan here. I listen to that show every once in a while, usually on a Monday morning. But he's a rage guy. I mean, that's kind of what you want in the morning. He's there to entertain. He's not necessarily there to give you a hot take. Of course, he'll have a hot take.
Oh, he's got hot takes.
But no, Tangway has the hot
sizzling takes.
Yeah. But let's think of this logically. There's at least one point in the show where he goes off on a rant about a particular sports topic, and then there's the music in the background to kind of pump him up.
Hold on. When does that happen? Because I listen to a lot of the show. What time is that? 7:15, the sports one you talked about. Because usually I hear him going off on Michael Holly or going off on me.
Yeah.
Attacking. When is that, when he goes off on that sports thing with the music in the background?
Unpredictability from him is one of the reasons why people listen?
Yes.
I would think so,
possibly.
Yeah,
oh,
because
yeah,
it's entertaining.
Yeah. I never thought of it that
but
way.
But he's unpredictable.
Yeah.
Unpredictable is good.
Oh, you
good
know what?
Radio.
Tell me what you think about Jerry Callahan, because I feel like we're not talking about Jerry.
Nobody's talking about Jerry.
I mean, I feel like, I'm sticking up for Jerry.
It's
right?
Kirk's show.
Time for Jerry.
Callahan's nowhere.
Just ask Kirk. It's his show.
Nothing. Nick, what do you think about Jerry?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's where I was going next.
Good.
I knew
Jerry,
it.
I think he and Jerry have a great chemistry simply because Jerry understands that Kirk's a rage guy. He understands that he can just kind of almost jerk his chain.
Did you see race guy?
Certain things in a certain way to get Kirk going. I mean, Jerry knows his buttons. He can press them all at the right
There's
time.
Maggots.
And that's why the ratings are so huge, is because Jerry's sitting there calmly, just kind of feeding them,
a little
and
bit,
Kirk
too.
And Kirk is just reacting to it. It's almost, you know, somebody else said that Kirk was basically giving you a Howard Stern impression. I think he's a Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Because you listen to some of what Howard does, and he's constantly, Gary, get in here. You know, he's just constantly picking at Gary. And what does Gary do? Gary explodes some of the time. You got plenty of YouTube clips out there that can prove that.
So, I hear a little bit of Baba Booey, don't you, in a completed Minahan?
So,
I get that. A little bit. I said it earlier. A little bit of stuttering, John.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit of everything.
Some of that old school. He's got it all.
Unpredictability. I think that's
all
right. How you do it. That's good. I like it.
Right. So you like the mornings,
more
and you're one
of Boston want in their sports radio. That's good.
You like the mornings.
It's good.
Yeah. Good. And yeah.
But you love us more though, right?
And you like us too, right?
You love us more.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I would rather listen to your takes than his, simply because I think they're a little bit more in depth. Not that.
Ooh, I like that.
A little bit more. A little bit more, Nick. Nick, a little bit more.
Yeah, we're much more entertaining than that psycho and a disloyal bastard.
We're the mature group. I just love it. Like, how that turned, I have no
idea. We actually watched the games. Okay, there you go. All right, we got another hour to go. Tommy Curran is going to join us coming up at 1:30.
What time is Tom?
It'll be 1:30.
1:30.
We moved it. Fourier got his way on that when he moved it. We were going to have it at 1:15 and Fourier moved
it. No, actually,
I just want the audience to know
right
that
Tommy.
I'm flexible because you keep on saying I'm not flexible.
You've evolved.
Let's do it.
Huh?
You're pliable.
Of what?
You're pliable. And
you're pliable. You're not flexible, but you're pliable.
All right, 617-779-7937.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.